Hey, what's up, guys? Episode 3.5. We decided to split up the episode because there's just a lot of information, a lot of games going on, and we don't want to be so backed up. You know, like, we don't want this episode to come out and it literally be the end of the round two playoffs and us not being caught up with all the information and all the games that is going on.
Plus, we didn't want to make the episodes an hour and a half long.
Exactly.
Like our first episode. Yeah. Unless you guys like it like that. I don't know.
But we noticed that more people listen to the less, or, yeah, you know, the least amount of minutes.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you know, Mike over here on Dreezy.
You know the drill.
Yeah, high time, halftime, and we're just going to jump right to it. Yeah. We want to talk about Boston and Philadelphia first. It's actually a 3-0 series.
Yeah, a little update. A few days have gone by, and now just one more game has happened for each series, but now Philadelphia is up 3-0. I mean, down 3-0 on Boston.
Yeah.
Which is very surprising.
They beat them in overtime last night. Mm. Bellinelli shot it to tie it, but then...
Great shot.
They dropped the confetti, thinking that they won the game, and then they lost.
Yeah, that was pretty sad.
Ben Simmons, he kind of showed up 16-8-8, close to a triple-double. Yeah. Jason Tatum, 24 points, leading scorer in the Celtics. There's been an argument going on in the series, I think, and it's between these rookies.
Yeah, I mean, they're both very talented. It just feels like Simmons isn't being as impactful as he's supposed to be. And I guess that's okay because Simmons isn't technically the most important player on the team.
You got Redick scoring the most, and he's honestly, like, I'm surprised Bellinelli took that last shot.
Well, yeah,
I would have honestly thought Redick, this guy Saric,
yeah. Well, I wouldn't trust Saric with the game tying shot. It was literally 1.7 seconds. Like, that's just enough time to catch it.
And he was even close to a three. He was like on the line.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Did you know JJ Redick has a podcast?
No. What?
Yeah. He's actually, I think he's part of the Ringers, like, under the Ringers umbrella. Or I don't know if he switched over to LeBron's Uninterrupted platform. But, yeah, he has a podcast, and it's actually really good.
Nice.
Yeah, he has a lot of NBA players, players. He has some coaches come on every now and then.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He had 18 points in 41 minutes. Not the best from him, but... you know, I don't give him any... I don't frown upon him for it because he's been, you know, terrific this series and last series against the Heat.
Yeah, especially considering throughout the Heat series, he was actually Philadelphia's leading scorer. Like, that's a lot of thing. That's an aspect people overlook.
Yeah.
He's just a sharpshooter, you know. And he's just automatic. He's kind of like Klay Thompson in a way, where if that three ball goes up, I expect it to go in. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter where it is, pretty much.
And even he does a lot of mid-rangers. He's going to the paint, pulling up. Yeah, I like his game. Embiid, he was 22 points, 19 rebounds. That's a strong stat.
That's a big game.
Yeah.
For a big guy.
What do you think? How he's doing? What do you think the future?
The only problem with Embiid is he's so large, he gets into foul trouble a lot. And that kind of affected this Celtics game. If he wasn't in foul trouble, I think they would have had a better chance because he would have been a little more...
He was 41 minutes in the game.
Was he in foul? It doesn't show you his fouls now there. I just felt like... The Horford drive by him in I think game two to win the game.
Yeah, that was bad.
He didn't even put a hand up.
He put his arms down. He literally gave up.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I can't foul him, so I'm not gonna, like, that's whack, you know. Yeah. And in game three, Al Horford is just carrying this Celtics squad, dude.
Yeah,
I mean not carrying because everybody's contributing, but Al Horford is probably the centerpiece of their team right now, and he's showing big. He's showing why he's an all-star.
He's honestly, I feel like he's the captain of the ship right now. You know, he has the most experience. He's the older guy of the crew.
That's
he's
a totally valid assessment.
Like, telling these people, you know, like, this is the play we're gonna run. You're gonna shoot, and yeah. He didn't show up. Not that he didn't show up. He had 13 points in 42 minutes.
It doesn't matter.
Three.
it doesn't matter. He was the reason they won. He tied the game to well, he took the lead, and then they did the shot to tie the game. But if they didn't tie it with 1 second left, he would have hit the game-winning layup. And then after that, he does hit the game-winning layup in the inbound pass.
He did.
So it doesn't matter.
What did he get over with then?
I think it was Covington.
Okay.
Because he got the positioning on Covington. He got in. Yeah. He got outside, and he was able to just lob it over. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, that was sad to see.
It's like it's like LeBron said a while ago. Sometimes 2 points is more than 2 points. The meaning, like, those 2 points were the ones that sent them 3-0 over the Sixers.
Yeah.
The Sixers
at their place.
The Sixers, who keep in mind, were playing at home and were, I think, everybody's pretty much Eastern Conference Finals favorites.
Yeah.
So they're the Celtics.
They were very positive about the series.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah.
Very,
we
like,
were even
confident.
We. Yeah. I was after how they played against us. I mean, granted, I guess Celtics are a better system team.
Yeah.
But after they played the way they did against us, I was like, this is it. This is their time. They're rolling. They're hungry. And this Celtics squad is showing them.
Right now, the Celtics, everything is aligning. The coaching, the players, the teamwork. Everything's aligning for them. The defense.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing great right now.
Smothering defense.
I would not be surprised if they end up sweeping.
I would be surprised if they end up sweeping. I think the Philly still has fight in them. Because the type of personnel they have, you know, they've like even JJ Redick himself has said it, like, they've changed their expectations like 4 times throughout the year because of, you know, they just keep exceeding their own expectations, so they just keep aiming higher and higher. Maybe they hit their ceiling, but I don't know. I think they still got some fight in them, and I think they could take at least. Two, I think they could take two in a row. If they can win one in Philly and they get the ball rolling, they might come back to Boston. You know, you never know what's going to happen in a series. But down 3-0 is a big hole to dig out of.
It is. It is. What do you think about Scary Terry?
I love the kid since the first round that he showed the fuck up against the Bucks, and he's gonna get paid. He's going to get fucking paid, dog.
He got his flat earth power from Kyrie. Kyrie with the Eurostep mimication on the sidelines.
Honestly, bench reactions to like,
oh,
dunks
my God.
Or
hilarious.
Like, it's one of the reasons I watch the NBA.
They're hilarious. You know who I've also seen, like, he's been showing up and he's been pulling his weight? A player that I particularly don't really like much, Marcus Smart.
Oh, yeah.
His D and his compassion for winning is pretty great, you know? Yeah. Like, he's been a key player, too. Like, I feel like the whole squad has been doing pretty good.
Yeah, ever since he came back from injury, they've been really coming back into form. That was a big reason why the Sixers were so disadvantaged, was because not only were they missing their stars, but they were also missing crucial role players like Marcus Smart. So now that he's back, it definitely does help them. And Horford, how Horford is playing.
Jaylen Brown, too.
Jaylen Brown is, oh man. Yeah. That quote where he's like, they taught me not to play with my food on being up 3-0 on the Sixers. I was like, yikes.
That was true, though, you know, like, don't play around. You never know. It could be like a 3-1 situation.
Side note, Houston won today and took a 3-1 lead on Utah. And in the post-game interview, the lady was asking him, she's like his thoughts and stuff. And he was like, oh, you know, 3-1, being up 3-1 is good. But, like, you know, Chris Paul. He's like, I've been up 3-1 before, and that shit don't matter. In reference to when he blew a 3-1 lead to the Rockets, I think it was like 2015, they were up 3-1, and then, you know, fucking
exactly.
What is this guy, Josh Smith, who's like a pretty garbage player, just came alive and hit like 6 threes, and then they just got buried by threes, and it was one of the weirdest game like fives ever. But that was just pretty funny. He cursed on live TV, and I'm a child.
Yeah, exactly. Someone curses, like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh god. So you say Celtics in five? Six?
Dude, that sucks. I wanted Philly to win. I don't want Boston Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals again.
Yeah. I don't either.
That's kind of lame.
And I kind of really don't want to see the Cavs in the finals again.
That's true.
You know, like, and I don't want to see Golden State again. Like, I really don't.
Yeah, but, some part of me wonders, like, you know, being up, like, does anything in the East even matter if the Warriors are still going to win it all? Like, as exciting as these playoffs have been so far, you know, you in the back of your head, you still know the Warriors or the Rockets. At least in this case, there's like a 10 or 20% yeah. chance the Rockets could take it. But it's going to be
one, you know, of those so far, two. Round two has been a lot less, like, close.
Yeah, a lot. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, the first round matchups were really interesting, but yeah. You know, now that the big dogs rise a little higher, you know,
it gets a little bit tougher.
Yeah, so you just face better opposition, and you know, being down 3-0 or 3-1,
that's tough.
I don't know.
That's tough.
So it's another series of sweeps.
Another series that just became 3-0 last night. We covered it in episode 3. But Cleveland is leading the Raptors 3-0. And this was a weird... Well, when I first found out that they were going to match each other, I would totally pick Raptors.
I think you're not alone in that.
Most Cleveland people. Looked so bad in round one, man. And they just came out and they were Cleveland last year with Kyrie.
It was pretty incredible to see, and then not to mention the LeBron game winner, the take it from backcourt over half court,
second this postseason,
fifth, you know,
in career.
There's only been 10 games for the Cavs this season, so he hit two game winners in those games.
Yeah.
That's a 1 out of 5 chance. There's a 20% chance LeBron will hit a game winner in the playoffs. This is statistical fact at this point.
And I won't be surprised if he does it again.
I wouldn't. I mean, you know, it sucks that it calls for a game winner. But, you know, that's just then LeBron has to carry a bag of bones to the finals. That's what he's going to do. But it's just funny because, you know, the Pacers took the Cavs to 7. And now the Cavs are going to sweep Toronto? Like, I think most people would agree Toronto's a better team than the Pacers. So it's just so odd to see. Yeah. I still do think the Raptors are going to take this next game just because I don't see them getting swept. And I said this in episode 3. I said they're going to be down 3-0 and they're going to go out kicking and screaming for the last game and they're going to not get swept. We'll see if I'm wrong or not, but I think that's how it's going to go down.
I was watching the game while I was working, and then sometimes, because I'm a server, and it's a bit busy, so I was looking at the game when it was 6 minutes into the first quarter, and the Raptors had 4 points. 4 points in 6 minutes. Like, what are you doing? What's happening? I mean, sure, they definitely got out of the hole, and by the first quarter, they scored, like, 22 or
something. Yeah, I mean, they brought it back.
Yeah, but, like, man, what's going on? And DeRozan with 8 points.
Yeah, I don't know what's been going on with him, dude.
I don't know what's been going on with him, but I think he's going to say the same thing he said last year.
Which was what?
It's because they have LeBron. It's because they have LeBron, and they're going to use that same excuse. But it's true, honestly.
No, but yeah, I mean, that is a pretty good excuse. You know, you got to feel for the Pacers fan base. You got to feel for the Raptors fan base. You got to feel for Boston's fan base, who's probably going to get daddy taked by LeBron in the next round. I mean, who knows? Maybe this Celtics team could take a few games. I don't think they would if they win over Cleveland.
That'd be crazy.
And this injured Celtics squad makes the finals. That would be actually incredible. But LeBron is LeBron, and he's just going to keep.
Remember in the first when we were talking in episode 1, dude, against the Bucks, the Celtics went to game 7, and now they're potentially sweeping Philadelphia, and it's crazy. And if they have even a shot, just making the Eastern, like, finals.
That's big accomplishment. That's
great.
That's a big accomplishment.
For that, like, young team, injured team, and definitely when they are healthy next year, they're going to be great. And I feel like they can take the finals next year, too, if they really wanted to.
No, this Celtics team is primed.
And I low-key, I'm going to jump on the bandwagon.
Ew, gross.
I'll never be a Celtics fan, but I would give them props, definitely.
No, yeah, you could appreciate
and
any
I'll get
team.
A Gordon Hayward jersey, too.
You would get a Hayward jersey?
Yeah.
Hayward's cool. You know he streams on stuff?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Sometimes he plays League of Legends, and I think he's played... Well, a lot of players are playing Fortnite, but...
Yeah.
I think he's even played Overwatch before.
That'd be cool. Shout out to Blizzard.
I bet I could beat...
No, yeah.
I bet I could 1v1 him.
Pick Tracer, I dare you.
Tracer. Final destination. No items.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I mean, this Celtics squad is primed for success right now. And it's kind of funny that the Celtics are... The same thing happened as Cleveland, as in they went to 7 games in round 1. And then they face a tougher opponent in round 2, and they do better and potentially sweep. They're both up 3-0 right now.
Yeah.
So that's just really interesting. And, you know, that just goes to show you, I guess you never know what could happen in a series. You know, just I was complaining about the Warriors, but, you know, I guess that kind of gives me hope every now and then that you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And, like, I hope, you know, the Warriors don't lose due to injury. You know, like, it might take an injury or two for them to lose. And
dude,
I hope they don't lose that way.
Rondo was, like, trying to, like, sweep his feet. Or, like, Rondo, like, extended his leg when Curry went for a shot so he could potentially land on him.
Oh, really?
I totally saw that, and it kind of looked shady, and I kind of don't fuck with Rondo because of that.
Yeah, I guess moving on to the Pelicans series. Pelicans.
No, that was just a side note. I mean,
we still haven't talked about them, right?
Yeah, we still haven't talked to them about them. Golden State is up 3-0. Curry is 3-1.
Yeah.
Curry's back, and he's back. He's back. As soon as he came back, he scored 28 points in 26 minutes.
His first three, like as soon he came off the bench,
he literally got the ball and he shot like a 35-footer.
Just like it was such a Curry thing to see. And you know, fuck the Warriors, but I love Steph Curry. You know, he's a great player and
he's a great guy.
Exactly. Yeah. So to see him do well, that was cool to see. Yeah, I mean that the one game that the Pelicans took a monster game from Rondo and AD. Rondo put up a career high
21 assists.
21 assists.
21 dishes, dude.
How many of those do you think were due to Anthony Davis? Like, I just wonder if there's a stat out there that says, like, how many of those were fed to him.
For sure 15.
15?
I would think 15.
I'll say, like, 7. Nah.
But this last game, he had 11 assists.
Which is still good.
Yeah, it's good.
Remember when you were laughing that he put up the double-double with the rebounds and assists? You're like, oh, he had 11 and he had a 21 assists and like 11 rebounds. Double-double.
Yeah, it was the weirdest double-double. Yeah, I remember. But Drew Holiday has been showing up, dude. Like, yeah. Props to that guy. There's actually a post about him. I don't know if you saw it.
I did.
About his wife having like a brain tumor.
Yeah.
And then eventually, you know, having a kid with her. And that was like, you know, great. And he was like, whenever I play better when she's around.
Yeah, because the tumor happened, I think, either right before she was pregnant or during her pregnancy.
Yeah,
but exactly. The baby ended up being born completely healthy. They got the tumor out. They just cut that sucker right out of there. I don't know how tumors work. And it's a very wholesome, heartwarming story.
Yeah.
About, you know, just... And love, dog.
Love, dog.
Love is the answer.
Love makes you play better. Makes you ball better.
Yeah, I agree.
We gotta play ball one of these days.
Side note, we have to play ball one of these days.
Yo, if y'all wanna play ball, let us know.
Catch us at the courts, dog. 2-on-2s.
I'll break my ankles trying to break your ankles.
But he could break your ankles, but also he could break his own ankle.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to Anthony stay healthy
Davis.
Out there.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. Anthony Davis, 26 points, 12 rebounds. I think this is kind of why they lost.
A quiet game from Davis.
Yeah.
A quiet 26.
Yeah. 26 and 11 rebounds. You got to be doing more, man. I'm sorry, but you're not going to win if you're not putting your 40-point, 20-rebound games.
How more can he do?
I know. And it's just because the Pelicans aren't ready.
And they're injured. It's a credit to the Warriors' excellent defense as well.
And the Warriors is really good, too.
They know how to take his shots away.
What do you think if they were going against Houston or if they were going against Jazz?
The Pelicans?
Yeah.
Of course, they'd be doing better.
Yeah, definitely.
I think any team would do better against any other opponent besides
Golden
State. But
the goal for the whole Western Conference is to beat Golden State. Actually, the goal for the whole league is to beat Golden State right now.
Yeah, that's totally true. Especially with all the moves that happened this offseason.
Yeah.
It was like, I thought, you know, the whole league was going to be scared and be like, well, the Warriors are going to win it for like the next 3 or 4 years. Let's just be successful in 3 or 4 years. And instead, every team made like huge moves.
Yeah.
And that was so dope. And there's going to be a lot of big moves to this season, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's totally true. Every team is gunning for the Warriors right now. So,
Also,
I just wish we could have Cousins. This would be such a better series if Cousins...
You know they have a worse plus minus with him.
Well, you know, they're still gelling. They had half a season together, and like they started clicking right before he went down with injury. They were posting up some monster games, like record breaking in the sense that it was like a certain cherry pick stat of this number of points and rebounds by two players that are 7 foot or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But it was relevant and they were looking really good right before Cousins went down with a season ending injury. And if he was still in this series, it would be a lot more interesting because one of the Warriors' key weaknesses are big men. They have David West who they could throw at you, but I would take Cousins or AD over David West. You know, and they could probably score. Pachulia is not going to stop him. McGee's not going to stop. I mean, McGee has good games, but
yeah.
So,
but that would definitely have been
exactly. If you had Cousins on the court to draw away the big man, and then who's the forward you're going to put on Davis, and then they're both just going to feast, especially with Rondo dishing out assists like he is.
Stop. You're making me so excited.
I know, right? I know!
You're making me so excited, dude. Like, what the fuck?
We were robbed. We were
robbed of a lot because of injury.
Yeah. Oh, this year could have been so great. It still is. You know, I fucking love basketball, but it could have been so much better.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say, side note, we decided what we're going to do during the off season, we're just gonna do like stupid hypotheticals.
Yeah. So yeah. So you know, just to kind of I guess lighten the mood and you know just have more casual conversation because you know what else is there to talk about?
We'll have like topics about like LeBron versus Jordan or something
sure,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
you know, interesting crazy, hypotheticals. What ifs. Predictions, of course. Maybe
trades.
we could get something set up that people can, you know, suggest questions, or if they want to just, you know, tweet at us or fucking roast us or something.
Or even guests, man. Like, hey, if you want to talk and, you know, do other stuff.
Suggestive eyebrow raise.
Yeah, like, honestly, if you just want to talk about basketball and eat shit with us, let us know. That'd be totally cool. Yeah,
we're down for some interesting, you know, new ventures. But you know, let's look into the future. Hopefully, maybe when next regular season starts, we could have a more regimented schedule. Maybe like an episode a week. The regular season's kind of, you know, arduous.
Yeah, an episode a week for a regular season.
Maybe
we'll move to two.
Depending on how things go. Yeah.
If there's an interesting topic, sure.
Yeah. You know, exactly. Like, exactly.
But definitely we'll be more consistent in the playoffs again, you know. Like we wanna do this. Like it's pretty interesting and it's pretty cool. So looking forward to that. Next series. let's talk about...
I think did we just cover everything?
I think we did.
wait, we did.
Utah, Houston?
Yeah, just on a much... I guess just on a much briefer... You know, this was more casual, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
We kind of just threw this part two on the fly. We don't really have our stats with us. Like, we have, you know, very basic stuff, but we don't have our notes or anything, so... Yeah,
we're just talking.
Yeah. I mean...
Thanks for joining us for the talk.
I kind of enjoyed it, though. It was cool.
No, yeah, it was pretty cool. But yeah.
But did we actually cover everything?
Yeah, pretty much, dude.
I mean... Well, we only... touched
did
on
we talk about
we only touched on Houston.
We only touched on the Cavs a little bit.
And we touched on Cavs a little bit.
Yeah. LeBron, Kevin Love.
What else
good.
Is there to say? Right?
No, like fucking game winner. Like
okay, Jesus. here's an interesting question. Dwayne Casey, the coach of the Raptors, he was in consideration for Coach of the Year this year because of the way he kind of turned the Raptors around. He kind of gave him a culture reset. Like they're sharing the ball more and they don't rely on ISO ball and stuff. But he's consistently destroyed by LeBron in playoffs.
Yeah.
And this happens a lot with the Raptors where they have an amazing regular season and then they just peter off in the playoffs. So the front office likes Dwayne Casey, but my thought is he in a hot seat? You know, is he in consideration for getting fired from his coaching job just because of the way he can't beat LeBron?
No, I don't think he's in the hot seat. I definitely do think maybe the Raptors need help.
They really do, though.
They need help, and they're facing LeBron. Like, really, like, you're facing LeBron. Like, I'm sorry, but you're facing LeBron.
The oh my god, the memes, like, that
spawned. Bench is amazing the whole season.
But they haven't been amazing in the playoffs.
They haven't
all.
Been crazy amazing, I understand.
Only like Delonte Wright and OG Anunoby have like showed up off the bench.
Yeah.
Everyone like Pirtle has been horrendous. Van Fleet has been injured, so his shot's been off, and he's a crucial part to their bench unit.
Yep.
Siakam is I don't know enough about him.
MIA.
So it's kind of sucky that their team, it feels like they're just a regular season team at this point. Like sorry to Raptors fans, but
Drake.
It's a joke franchise right now, and that joke is fucking being told
no,
by LeBron.
It's a meme.
The Raptors are a literal meme. It was funny that last year they signed PJ Tucker to be the LeBron stopper, and LeBron, he was like, LeBron, please stop, and LeBron was like, no. And then now they have like Siakam, Anunoby, Pirtle, and they're like, LeBron, please stop, and LeBron's like, no.
It just reminds me of like just the careless flick of his wrist when he did the game.
Oh, my God. Off the wrong foot with the wrong hand.
He was
banged off the
Raptors bench. And just the Raptors bench, like, were surrounded by him.
Oh, my God.
And they were just, like, looking around.
Did you see Valanciunas' reaction?
No.
I felt so... He puts his hands in the air and he, like, puts it on his head. And he just goes like that. Like, turns away from the camera and goes like that. And it was like... I felt for the dude.
Yeah,
you know, how many times can this happen? But I guess endless amount of times is the answer.
However many times LeBron wants it to happen.
Pretty much.
Is he better than MJ? Find out next episode. Oh, man.
I think we will end it there.
Yeah, and I think that's a wrap.
I thought that first. You thought that because I thought that. You said, I think that's right, but I said, I think we want it there. This concludes episode 3.5. So,
it was a nice half episode.
Yeah.
See you next time, guys.
Thanks for listening. Once again, this is High Time Halftime. Hope you have a good
bye. Thank you.